Feeling a little foggy in the mornings? A little more forgetful? That's junk sleep. Those tossing, turning, unrestful nights from sleeping on a mattress that's not right for you. So let the highly trained sleep experts at Mattress Firm help you find the perfect mattress. They'll use Mattress Matcher technology to connect you with the ideal sleep products. And just like that, no more junk sleep. Talk to a Mattress Firm sleep expert and unjunk your sleep today. Visit a Mattress Firm store near you or go to mattressfirm.com.
Everything is more expensive these days. With inflation rising, Medicare beneficiaries living on a fixed income are concerned about increasing costs. Make your Medicare dollars go further by picking the right plan. Start by looking for a plan that gives you more. For example, many Medicare Advantage plans include dental, vision, and hearing benefits, while Original Medicare doesn't. Learn more about plan costs beyond premiums, such as deductibles, copays, and drug coverage. Find that right plan for you. Visit UHCMedicareHealthPlans.com.
When the world gets in the way of your music, try the new Bose Quiet Comfort Earbuds 2. Next-gen earbuds uniquely tuned to the shape of your ears. They use exclusive Bose technology that personalizes the audio performance to fit you, delivering the world's best noise cancellation and powerfully immersive sound, so you can hear and feel every detail of the music you love. Bose Quiet Comfort Earbuds 2. Sound shaped to you. To learn more, visit Bose.com.
This is Our American Stories, and we tell stories of all kind here on this show. And by the way, we live in a state where it rains a heck of a lot. We broadcast here in Oxford, Mississippi, about an hour south of Memphis. And our next story is about rain, or rather, an innovative entrepreneur's company that collects and bottles rainwater for sale out in Dripping Springs, Texas. That's right, Dripping Springs. That company is called Richard's Rainwater. And its founder, Richard Heineken, can probably be considered the godfather of bottled rainwater in the United States. Here's Richard and our own Monty Montgomery with the story.
The idea behind Richard's Rainwater started because of a dirty Texas well.
Well, I moved out to Dripping Springs. I lived in Austin, Texas. And moved out to Dripping Springs to help my sister-in-law build the Austin Zoo out. It's her parents had this property out there. And Susie, my wife, and her sister lived out there, and her sister was raising goats. And anyway, it turned into a zoo. So I moved to Dripping Springs and built a house. And out here in the hill country, there's no other source for water except for well water. And so I drilled a well, and the well guy who's leaving with a fistful of my dollars says, "Mr. Heineken, you have a lot of water there. That's a darn good well, a good flowing well." And I went, oh man, I was so excited. Go in the house, brand new house, right? And took a shower. The hydrogen sulfide was so bad, I almost threw up in the shower. And the water was so hard, when Susie did the laundry, the Levi's could stand up in the corner and our hair stood out like fright wigs. And we said, man, we can't handle this. Called a softener guy. Said, oh, yeah, that's some pretty damn hard water there. I can put you two tandem water softeners together. I went, oh, my God. So I looked into solutions and I ran across a doctor who became a good friend of mine, Mike McKelvin, who has started catching rainwater for his wife to really realize the well water out here basically kills plants. It chokes their leaves. If you spray it on their leaves, it carbonizes over so they suffocate. So he started a rainwater collection for his wife's roses, and they flourished, and his house flourished. He got into putting in his house, and he flourished, and he was a really advocate for it, and I met him, and I became one myself. So I looked into storage and found a fiberglass manufacturer in Texas and ordered a fiberglass tank and put it in and did a real Rube Goldberg job, and it was all kind of new technology to me, but just plumbing is all it was. So it's just a water level. Water, if your gutter's higher than the tank entrance, it goes in by itself, right? And so I did that and hooked up a pump to it and I took a shower, and I was the happiest guy in the world. The soap just came right off. It lathered up like you can't believe. It smelled wonderful. It drank good. And the dishes, instead of being chalky, all of a sudden became clear. So my neighbor comes over and says, God, would you guys just buy some new dishes? And I said, no, we're just washing them in rainwater now. He said, oh my God, well, I've been buying new dishes every 3 years and a new dishwasher every 3 years, so I want that. So I went, called back the fiberglass guy and said, hey, I want to be a distributor. And he said, okay, well, let's work a deal. And so I was selling fiberglass tanks like crazy. I was the biggest tank salesman in the whole planet. I put in, you know, literally hundreds of these things, and I've got 1,000 people that were relying on Tanktown as their source for rainwater filters and, you know, maintenance prop things. And so that's how it happened. Then one day, I'm putting in these rainwater systems. I have a crew of guys, and I'm filling up our water for our consumption to keep cool, the whole crew, you know, in one of those igloo 5-gallon water buckets. One day we ran out, super hot day, sun in July. And I said, okay, guys, I'm going back home to fill up our water again. They said, okay, hurry back. So on the way, I thought, you know, I should be able to pull into a store and buy this stuff. And the bulb went off, right? So I went, oh, okay. And then I was just focused on bottling this stuff. So I read the regulations on a water supply, realized that I needed to be a licensed operator to run a water supply. So I started going to correspondence schools, and I went to Berkeley, Cal, and Texas A&M, and I got a license to be a public water supply operator, got a permit number and all, and then I started building a plant. And anyway, then I get to TCEQ, the government agency that oversees our water supply in Texas, and they said, well, Mr. Heineken, that's a pretty good idea, but rainwater is not approved as a source for water. I said, okay, so where are you getting your water? He goes, well, you know where we get our water. We get it out of Lake Travis. But where does that come from? Well, you know, it has, it's like rain. I said, okay. That's okay. So so we need to make this, be able to have this as a source for water. I went, I don't know, sir. And another thing, Mr. Heineken, now that we got this conversation going, we can't talk to you anymore because you're not a licensed engineer. So I went, okay, great. Well, I will come back. So I just had to prove it to them that it was a good source for water. So I built a little pilot bottling plant, and they said they approved that. Built it with my own bare hands. I'm a blacksmith. I'm a sculptor. I've cut the pipes and used transits and got the right things and welded everything up. And then we go out and put more systems in, and I get some more money, go out and buy more metal, put it all up. Then I thought, man, I can't really start this yet. I got the plants going. I got everything going. I need some tanks. I ended up buying 13 tanks, and we had like 250,000 gallons. And then I had the engineers, and he's a friend of mine, and basically wrote it on a napkin. I said, here, write this out, make it look real official. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to we're going to put it through really tiny filters, and we're going to separate it after it goes into a couple of tanks, and then we're going to put it through UV light, and then we're going to store it in a sanitary tank, and then we're going to put, just before we bottle, we're going to put ozone in it. Now, ozone, it's a really great sanitizer. City water supplies use chlorine, and chlorine is a cancer-causing chemical, and so we didn't want to do that. The Clean Water Act required public water supplies to use chlorine, and there was no other source of sanitation they would approve. You know, I have a saying, the solution to pollution is dilution. And it's the same thing these cities use. They just say, well, okay, here's 10 gallons of chlorine, and so we're going to have to mix that with 13,970 gallons of water, and that'll do it. Okay, it might taste a little chlorine, but anyway, can't do that. And so my plan was, I said, okay, here's the deal. If you take me to court, we have to end up in court, I'm going to tell the jury that, okay, here's what they want me to do with my rainwater. They want me to put chlorine in it, and that will cause cancer, possibly. And then rainwater, we've already proved, has no cancer-causing byproducts in it from the way we sanitize it. So it seems like a really smart thing to do. And so, and then also, if you say I can't do it, then it won't be good, because the jury is going to say, well, Mr. Heineken, we certainly don't want you to get cancer, so we like your idea. They said, well, we kind of like your deal, and it's also sustainable. And then we started doing testing on it, and then did their monthly reports, and it all always came back just beautiful. And at that point, more people in Austin and out in the Hill Country were getting into rainwater collection. So everybody's calling this anxious and saying, hey, I want to put a whole rainwater system in my house. So 4 years later, we got the first public water supply using rainwater as a sole source of water without using chlorine. And then that's it. It's all over town, and it's a pretty damn good feeling. But it's a little difficult to get.
But Richard makes the bottling process sound pretty easy.
After capturing it and put it in a collection tank, that's the first thing to do. Like, the city of Austin doesn't have to worry about that because they just suck it out of the lake. We have to put it in a tank that has no light in it, because light makes algae, and algae is not our friend. And then we process that through more filtrations, and then UV light, and then finally, just before it goes into our bottling line, we add ozone to it at a certain percentage. It only lasts 15 minutes. And then we put it in the bottle, and we seal the top of the bottle. And then, so that's a perfectly pure bottle of water, because there's no trihalomethanes in it, no chemicals in it. And it's just a beautiful bottle of water, and you can taste it immediately. When you taste it, it's sweet, because rainwater cleans your mouth. I know it's kind of gross, but there's calcium on your teeth. All day long, it's building up calcium. It washes that off. It's just amazing. So I've never had anybody say, boy, that's a lousy bottle of water. It's always, hey, this is the best darn bottle I've ever had. And it's just, that's the fact. That's what kept us going, because it's the absolute truth. There's any kind of comparison of another bottle of water, it's just like blind testing is just kind of a simple thing to do, because it's so obvious. And I've been through a lot of them, and rainwater always prevails.
And great job, as always, to Monty Montgomery. And you've been listening to Richard Heineken, Richard's Rainwater, the story behind the product and the man, here on Our American Stories.
With CheapCaribbean.com, you can get more food, more drinks, and more fun for less money on your all-inclusive beach vacation.
Like bottomless margaritas?
Yes, and
going snorkeling whenever I want?
Yes, and
moonlight dance parties?
Yes, and
loaded fajita nachos?
Yes, and
all the daiquiris I can drink?
You can say yes and to everything when you take a next-level beach vacation at Catalonia Hotels and Resorts in Mexico and the Caribbean with CheapCaribbean.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ben, Matt, and Noel here from the Stuff They Don't Want You to Know podcast.
Ready to get spooky with us?
Then, if you dare, head over to iHeartland on Roblox and come celebrate spooky season with our special Halloween episode.
It's happening at State Farm Park, located smack dab in the middle of iHeartland.
Come make this the creepiest Halloween ever.
Don't miss the Stuff They Don't Want You to Know Halloween special in iHeartland at State Farm Park, starting Monday, October 24th at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Learn more at iHeartRadio.com/iHeartland.
When the world gets in the way of your music, try the new Bose Quiet Comfort Earbuds 2. Next-gen earbuds uniquely tuned to the shape of your ears. They use exclusive Bose technology that personalizes the audio performance to fit you, delivering the world's best noise cancellation and powerfully immersive sound, so you can hear and feel every detail of the music you love. Bose Quiet Comfort Earbuds 2. Sound shape to you. To learn more, visit Bose.com.